The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We have absolutely zero Christmas decorations up, but there's a good reason for that. And 7 days till Christmas. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A.
I resent the fact that you say we have zero Christmas decorations up. We have a real Christmas tree on the second floor of our house.
Is anything in there? Is there a ball on it? Is there a light on it? I don't even think the tree has water.
It's still a Christmas tree, and that is a decoration. So we do have one thing up. But can you please tell them why we don't have anything up?
We are wrapping up the remodel of this house. We've been here a little over a year. And the last thing on the to-do list is our fireplace. So the entire living room is in disarray right now. There's dirt everywhere and paint and tile and everything, which is almost done though. This means we're going to have a rush to put all our Christmas decorations up.
We don't even have the stockings up, y'all.
What?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. How many days is it going to take us to put all the decorations up?
It's going to take an hour. We don't have that many. Because when we moved to this house, the movers lost all our Christmas decorations. But that's a whole other story.
Oh my gosh, that makes me so sad. I'm the type of mom that doesn't keep pictures or anything. The only thing of my kids that I kept was the Christmas decorations they made at school. And those are gone now. All right, Anthony A., let's get down with National Day.
We have National Roast a Succulent Pig Day.
Ooh. That's a
sounds thing. Delicious.
Let me tell you something. I love ham. You ever eaten from a real, like a whole hog?
No.
Yes.
Where they roast them, they turn a pig?
Yes,
How did you live in Texas eat a whole hog?
Well, so you're talking like matanza. Like, was that how
like
you
a matanza.
Yeah, dude, I have bad experience at those. Because, you know, I'm not the most masculine man. And I was dating this girl.
To say the least, Anthony.
I was dating this girl, and her father was so disappointed that I was in there with the ladies making bizcochitos. And not out there with the men roasting the pig. And it was a really bad experience for me.
You weren't out there with a Tecate roasting the pig?
Yeah, dude. They all had their boots on and stuff. And they're like, come
on. They were playing horseshoes.
I didn't want to get my Cortez's dusty. That's all I was saying. It's also national. Answer the phone like Buddy the Elf.
Oh, Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
That's one of the best Christmas movies
ever. That is
ever.
A good one, yes.
That's so good. I love Will Ferrell on Netflix.
Greatest comedic actor of our generation. And we'll wrap it up on National Twin Day, y'all. Y'all know any twins? Anybody?
Yeah, I had two sets of twins that were friends. So Gonzalo and Francisco, great friends of mine. And then also Gabe and Gilbert were good friends of mine as well.
Were each twin, did they have their own personality or were they really a lot alike?
No, they're all four of them very different people. Like, and both, all the twins. So Gabe and Gilbert are both artists. They both are painters. And
how are they different? They're both artists.
But their personalities are very different.
They're very different. They're both artists.
Well, and then Gonzalo and Francisco. Francisco is a sports writer and Gonzalo is an electrical engineer. So
that's very different.
Yes.
But those are successful.
Yeah, they're all of them are successful.
There you go.
Yeah,
my ex was the father of twins, and I remember when they would come over and visit, it was weird to me because one would do something and the other one would do the exact same thing.
Let's just pretend like you didn't call them kids weird.
God, these are twins.
Were they kind of like the Shining twins?
No, they weren't like the Shining twins. They were definitely not like the Minnesota twins either because they were winners.
That wasn't funny.
It's not even October.
I
didn't even do that. That was funny, though.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, this time of year, the holidays, you know, you start thinking about family traditions. But did you have a family tradition that might not be so traditional?
Oh.
Let's have this combo. Automatic Anthony, did something come off top? Like, right away, you're like, that was weird.
Me and my brothers and sister used to eat at Village Inn every Christmas for 4 or 5 years.
Mm. Your whole familia would just go there?
No, it was just me, my brothers, and my sister.
Where were your parents?
My mom and dad would leave us because they would go on vacation for Christmas.
So that was their tradition.
That was their tradition is that they would go to the beach and leave us. And so it was all four of us just spending for ourselves.
Why haven't you ever talked about that?
I tried to block it out.
Shout out to your parents, dog. That is so funny. Never have I heard of parents having it more figured out than those two right there, dog.
If anybody doesn't know what Village Inn, it's like a Denny's, like IHOP. Yeah. It's good.
But at the same time, though, you can tell your kids at that time, hey, let that little Santa Claus guy come figure it out. We gone, dog.
That's not our job, dude.
I would always feel bad for my youngest, because I was already like 17 when they started doing it. So I got my fill of Christmases, but my brother T was only 12.
Oh.
Tina, I always feel bad. Like, T got exposed to a lot of things early.
Speaking of feeling bad, dude, we would always have, like, my mom was always, like, work us up to help her find odd jobs to get Christmas presents.
She was a single mom, man.
And, we've had many, many, many business endeavors on how to save money or gain money. One year, she wanted to cut our hair for us. That was dramatic. That was traumatic. Sorry. Dramatic, too. But, yeah, it was a lot. But the worst one by far was when she tried to sign the whole family up to pass out newspapers.
Oh, the early morning newspaper route?
Yeah, we thought it was going to be like a little nice, breezy side hustle thing. No way. Shout out to everybody who delivers newspapers. It's a lot of work, dog, because you got to package them yourself. You got to put them together, find people's houses. By the end of the third route, my brother was like, Mom, it's okay. I don't want the video game. It's okay. Can we just go
home? The whole family quit. Your mom's like, never quit except now. Yeah. We're quitting this one. My non-traditional Christmas memory, and I know some people might think, oh my gosh, we used to visit my uncle in prison.
Okay.
And we would go visit him. And I know it sounds weird, but for me, it was just something I always remembered and I look forward to.
Yeah.
Not traditional.
Not traditional. Not traditional trauma.
I think my Village Inn experience might have been better than his.
Hey, I looked forward to it because he would always tell me amazing stories. And when he got out of prison, he was a reformed man, lived a great life. Shout out to my uncle. I love you very, very much. I believe in second chances. All right, do you have a non-traditional tradition that you want to share with us? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. Time to play Who's Lying? Our contestant is on the phone, Sierra Richardson. Are you ready?
Yes.
Well, let's do it. Let's go.
Let's do it.
I love it when people get into it. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite part. Okay, Sierra. If you guess Who's Lying, obviously, you're going to win DCS merch. Hoodies, t-shirts, crew necks. We need to be your favorite morning show, so you got to get to know who we are. One of us is telling a lie. I'm going to begin the tall tales first. My name is Dana Cortez. And when I was little, I moved a lot. I was raised by my Nana, and she would follow my mom so we could have this great relationship, and it worked. And I went to over 20 schools. So I didn't have a lot of close friends when I was little, but as I've gotten older, I've made so many great friends, and it taught me that I should be able to move around, don't be scared, go get the bag, and home really is where the heart is.
DJ Automatic here, Sierra. I grew up in Minnesota. I actually graduated high school from this place called Holy Rosary High School. I went to college at the University of Minnesota, and I'm actually the only person on the show who has a college degree. But until radio, I never really moved around. I just stayed in Minnesota until then.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I attended 3 different colleges, and I went to a school in New Jersey. While I was there, I interned for the New York Football Giants and actually got field access and would edit their practice footage for them.
Ooh, Sierra, somebody is telling a lie. We're weird liars. I can't even remember who it is. No, I'm just kidding. If you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think Automatic.
You're right.
You're right.
I was born in Minnesota, but I moved to New Mexico when I was 8, and I've lived all over the country.
God,
I didn't go to University of Minnesota either. I went to University of New Mexico. I am the only one with a college degree in here, though.
I thought that was going to trip you up, because we talk about that a lot. We always say Otto's the only person with a degree.
I thought that was the lie.
No, it's not.
She's like, I didn't realize y'all are a bunch of dummies.
Oh, no, she thought you were. She's like, oh, he does have a degree. So I did move a lot. Hey, to anybody listening, I want to tell you something. Don't be afraid to move and go get what you need. Don't think you're stuck where you are. And Sierra, do you want a hoodie, a t-shirt, or a crew neck?
I'll take a hoodie.
Let's go. Hey. All right. Thank you so much for playing. Hold the line so we can get all your information. Everybody out there, we love you. You could be playing next week. Call us up, 877-730-DCS1. We could be calling you. All right. It's Who's Lying. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, have you ever heard those horrible stories about people abandoning their dogs? Just kind of tossing them on the side of the road. That's what happened with this little girl spaniel. She was left at a supermarket, and when people noticed, she had 6 legs.
What? A dog with 6 legs?
Like an araña, a spider.
That dog is possessed. It has 6 legs.
No, it's not.
Is it worse to feel like that's something you could probably profit off of? Like, you could take that to like...
Take it to the carnival?
Take it to the carnival or take it to somebody. Like, hey, you guys want to see my 6-legged dog?
There are no more freak shows, people. Well, you know where the freak shows are? You guys are the freak show. So anyway...
I don't have 6 legs.
This couple...
Just 3.
Nice.
Can I tell my story? The couple got the dog.
That joke is for the dogs.
Took her in. They
cut the two legs off. Now she's fine. She got four legs.
Well, okay. Well, were those other legs functional or were they just dangling?
They were dangling on the side of her tail.
All right.
Like some of you men out there. Yeah. Just dangling.
All right. So I'm going to talk about this guy who really loves his girlfriend. So much so that he actually dressed up as her to take her nursing exam.
Obviously got caught or we wouldn't be talking about this.
Exactly. Yes. He walked in, took the nursing exam, and failed. But
no, he failed?
Yeah, he failed. And also was arrested for identity theft.
Damn. Okay. I understand all that. But also in the era of like different types of genders. Yes. I think
it could have been a fluid thing.
Dude, he could have went with the fluid route and just been like, I woke up feeling like this today.
Or he could have just passed the damn test.
Or she could have just passed the test.
How about that?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of happy they got caught. I don't want no dumb nurse out there, dog, plugging me up, dude.
Nope.
Anyway, let's talk about a flight. An American Airlines flight from Phoenix to Austin was delayed because of a gassy passenger. Yes, a Reddit user reported being on an American Airlines flight when a man who appeared to be disgruntled and yet hungover got on the flight. And once he sat down, people started making gestures towards his natural body stank.
Hmm.
And when he noticed that, he said, oh, you think that's bad? And let one rip. Now, the plane was away from, they already detached and were getting ready to go on the ramp. But once he started passing gas, the pilot turned it around and they kicked this man off the plane for being too gassy.
Oh.
I'm surprised he wasn't arrested for terrorism. Dropping bombs on the plane.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion is about a man named Nitzametten Gersu, who got engaged to a woman named Yassim Demir. And police have now concluded a 5-month investigation because according to the man, Gersu, while he proposed on this beautiful cliff, right, overlooking the ocean, because he said he wanted to do it for optics, he said she said yes. He got on bended knees. She said yes. He ran back to the car to get some celebratory items, champagne, glasses. He prepared a picnic for the day.
Oh.
He heard a scream, went back, and claimed she fell.
Oh.
Exactly. Claimed she fell off the cliff. Now, she survived this 104-foot fall.
Dang.
Unfortunately, after about a week of clinging to life, she succumbed to her injuries. Why police got involved is because the young lady's parents called them and said, wait a minute, we don't believe anything this man is saying because we know Yassim was going to break things off with him. And we believe when he got down on bended knee and proposed, she said no. And out of anger, he probably pushed her off the cliff.
Oh,
we don't believe his story. So police began investigating. They really thought it was just an accident. And come to find out, remember, and I think every lady listening will agree with this statement, when you get engaged, you're putting the ring on your finger right away. Like,
part
hello.
Of the process.
Part of the process. He had the ring.
Oh.
He had the ring.
Maybe? No.
No.
So they're thinking she said no and he pushed her off the cliff for saying no.
Exactly. And of course, I mean, why wouldn't he put the ring on her finger? And then further and further as they investigated, the couple was having problems. They were having issues. Her doctor testified that she had panic attacks. There's no way she would have gotten near the edge of the cliff by herself with nobody there, as he claimed he went back to the car. And I just started thinking about red flags in relationships. Of course, no one ever thinks someone is going to kill them. I mean, I was in an abusive relationship, and even being abused, being emotionally and physically abused, I never thought the man would kill me until his mother told me, you better leave him or you're going to end up dead. So this woman probably had no idea that something like this would happen. My advice to anyone is, if you break up with someone you know is not going to take this news well, do it in a public place. Do not do it by yourself, no matter what the circumstance is. And if you really are fearful, if there's something in your gut that's telling you, hey, you need to watch out, do it on a phone.
Yeah, do it away from
them. Do it on a text, a FaceTime. I'm not kidding. Oh. I know sometimes we say don't do that, but if you feel like you're in danger, you don't go by yourself with someone who might harm you anywhere at all. So anyway, the guy's he's in jail. The police said because of the text messages and evidence, they did not recommend a bond, so the judge agreed. And we'll follow this story closely. If he's guilty, I hope he spends the rest of his life in prison. All right, that's today's Crazy Crimes of Passion.